So, yeah, so today, I spent most of today working on Beck the Alco in the background. She just finished.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It's been a rough night.
Oh, so good. So I spent most of the day just working on this presentation, and you know, and it's very interesting when you like kind of take this concept and, you know, for those who are familiar, not even necessarily business owners, but exposed to the intricacies of business, you understand that, you know, there's the money that you get in is very, very, there is, what drops out the bottom is nothing compared to what comes in the top. And, and prior to really understanding business, I was certainly guilty of that, is, you know, there's a level of judgment where you think, oh, you know, you guys should, you know, manage this better. And then you kind of get into business and you realize that, okay, like it's a real skill, like, and it's one that I'm still certainly learning. And I think for the most part, the thing that I'm looking forward to when it comes to the business, opening the books with the team, is my hope is that as we build like a really great bonus system where people get paid well, and you know, we build this like a great bonus structure, and we build we're able to like show them that, you know, all actions is, while someone's on the clock, like every action they make has a direct impact to the bottom line. Like ultimately that is what it is. And for them to be able to see it and understand that's how it works. And then to take that concept, which like obviously as all business owners and to a degree managers as well understand, but then to spell it right out, like go right back to the very fundamental, like how do I explain this to its absolute core? And you know, and then go through the finances and go, okay, well here's what this means and here's how this money is spent, and you know, and do it in a way that's engaging and meaningful, that they can see that there's a tangible outcome for them as well. Like, you know, so it's actually been quite a exercise. Yeah, it's been good. So I spent today pretty much doing that, and yeah, I kind of had this like a real thought actually the other day when we were headed out for date night, was around leadership. And I want to say the most like painfully obvious thing possible, right? Which is, oh God, how did I phrase it? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Like you need to lead people how they need to be led. Right. Or something like that. It's still like a concept that's kind of forming in my mind. Right. But I always trying to understand the principles behind things. You know, and I read these stories of people that implement like open book management really well. And you know, whenever I speak to people, I'm like, okay, well, what is it about leadership? And people are like, oh, you need to understand people. You need to lead from the front and, you know, set the example and, you know, really understand your team and what drives them and all that. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. Like that, none of that's lost on me. And you know, really understand what makes them tick and what their drivers are, and you know, I guess like deliver what they interpret as value. And I'm going, yeah, for sure. And so the thing that I see there is that you're getting to know your team really intimately, and you're aligning your management and communication styles and reward structures and that in a way that aligns to them, right? But then you look at something like, you know, open book management, and the great things that I hear about that and the great results are often around something along the lines, well, ultimately it's that there's a latent potential in so many people, and people are just treated so dumb, where it's just like, you work for me, you do your job, you don't ask questions, do it well and be grateful, right? And I'll pay you well, leave everything else up to me. And it's just like, yeah, but that's just shit, right? So I'm like, okay, well, why does that work so well? When people are able to see clearly, at least from what I'm told, well, obviously you'll find out how this goes in real time, when people are able to see really clearly and they're able to understand and they're treated like they're not dumb, they rise to the occasion. And obviously, there's not a rule that you should live by. There's some people that just won't rise to the occasion, and that's fine. You know, they're obviously not fit for your workplace or whatever. But, you know, there's an element of people actually like rising to the occasion when you give them a chance and you treat them like they're not stupid. And listen, there's a whole heap of really interesting studies around that. I remember, this is like way back when computers were first being integrated into the education system in the States. And, the story goes, I really hope this is a true story. The story goes that there was a class and the computer, like the students were categorized into like the smart kids and the dumb kids, right? And the class had buggered it up and flipped it the other way around. So the teachers for the next year, they got the grades for the kids, and the dumb kids were treated like geniuses and the smart kids were treated like retards. And then what ended up happening was the smart kids became dumb and failed the classes toward the end of the year, and the dumb kids, they became the smart kids. And so this is something that I see time and time and time again, is that when you hark to the potential that is in someone, more often than not, they rise to the occasion. Does it mean that everybody has potential? No. And I've seen that firsthand. And the rule that I like to use now is that how do you tell that latent potential is going to be actualized? Is it because the person is showing you that they are going to actualize it? It's a really, really simple formula, but it works. And like, I remember someone saying to me ages ago, I'm not going to work harder for this person's job than they are. And I think that's a great way to look at it. Very, very similar sort of philosophy, in my opinion. But nonetheless, when you're able to open the books and you say, hey, here's how we're going. Here's how, you know, when you're farting around and you're not serving the customer properly, here's how that affects the bottom line. When you are willfully blind to something that you know you should do, here's how that affects the bottom line. And people can see how, and then obviously they've got a stake in the outcome, right? Then that's the actual second part to that. Like how does that work? And I believe that you hark to the potential that's in someone, just like the similarity between the two styles of leadership, if you will, or strategies, let's call them that rather than styles, is, you know, you're using open book and then you're getting very intimate with your team, but it doesn't mean that you use one over the other, and doesn't mean because I'm using open book, I'm not going to get to know my team. That's not the case at all. But looking at it, you go, why do they both work? And what's the common denominator there? And I think, as far as I can tell, the common denominator is that in both instances, you're looking past the surface of the person's role and you're looking into who they are. And in one instance, you're looking at what makes them tick, and the other person, in the other instance, you're looking at what is their potential that's unrealized and untapped, that more than likely no one's ever looked at before and no one's ever championed before. And so in both instances, you lead the person how they need to be led. And it's so frustratingly basic, but you're just going, what's in you that I need to lead? It's the simplest question. And what I find is more often than not, the simple things are like, is effective and really frustrating. But I think it's a great way. In the last few days, I've been thinking around, like, how would I think about this person? Like, what's in that person that needs to be led almost? And yeah. And I think that it's still low resolution. I'm still trying to, like, you know, make sense of it all. But yeah. Took the kids to squash today, and that was really cool. They're getting better and better every day. Like, Beck and I aren't wildly sporty, as illustrated by this. But yeah, it's something that once my testicles finished swelling out, then then I'm looking forward to starting to get nice and active again. And the kids are doing good. Just working on like the motor skills and everything else. And actually, and even on this, even Beck pointed out, she's like, it's been really cool, like looking at the feed. You guys can do this little exercise if you want to go and see that, like, I was fat when I first shaved it off. I'm glad you laugh at my shit. And I'm not as fat, which is cool. So it's slowly coming off, which is great. And you know, and one of the things I do remember saying is I'm looking forward to enjoying the sensation of being hungry, and I am enjoying that, which is great. So yeah, so anyway, so I spent a bit of time tonight working on like a workbook to go through with the team, and after I meet up with Sue tomorrow, then we're going to go through and hone in on, make any changes that need to be made for that. So, mated, shush. Anyway, I'm going to stop being bullied by my wife and go to bed. No commentary. Interesting. All right, see you guys.